It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. An invention and new product exposition is taking place in Pittsburgh this week. Coming up, contributor Rebecca Harris looks at the business of invention. But first, we're going to meet George Howard, a local entrepreneur whose invention seems poised to take the menswear industry by storm. First, let's welcome George Howard to Essential Pittsburgh. How are you?
I'm fine, and thank you for having me today.
They say clothes make the man, and while menswear doesn't go through many changes, you've invented something unique. Explain what it is.
Well, I invented something I call the Ziggy Tie Piece. What happened is Susan Taylor, I'm from Essence Magazine. She was the past editor. She was here in Pittsburgh, and I had a chance to meet her, and she liked my look. She liked my jacket, my tie, and my shirt. So she called the cameraman over to take a picture of us. And when I got to see the pictures, my tie clip in the picture had turned, which totally ruined the whole picture, and it was nothing that we could do with it. So I then went on a quest to find some way to control my tie so I wouldn't have those type of tie blunders. And then I came up with the Ziggy Tie Piece.
Well, they say necessity is the mother of invention. So what was the necessity that led you to inventing this accessory? You said your tie piece was knocked askew, but what does this Ziggy tie piece do?
Well, what the Ziggy tie piece does, it controls your tie, so your tie's not swaying or flying. Or, as I said, if you have a tie clip, your tie clip's not pulling on your shirt and a tie at the same time, because the Ziggy secures your tie for you.
So how does this work?
The Ziggy goes through the label tag of your tie, and then it hooks to your shirt on the buttons. So it's easy, and it fits everyone.
Most tie clips, for people who are not familiar, just go right on the tie itself. They clip to the shirt, but not necessarily to the button. And you're saying by clipping it to the button, this holds everything in place?
The Ziggy tie piece slides through the label tag of the tie, and it latches to the buttons on the shirt. So it's different than a tie clip and very different than a tie pin, because what this does is it's behind the tie, but it flows freely, and it just secures on the label tag.
And you are wearing a tie, and do you have the Ziggy tie piece?
I have the Ziggy tie piece on.
And it's okay. So it looks like a piece of cloth, and it goes. It's attached. It's not attached to the shirt, but it goes through the shirt and through that little label on the back of the tie, which every tie has, and then fastens to the button at the bottom.
Yes, and the button at the top.
And that's perfect.
Yeah, and that's all that it needs. And it's a simple solution to make sure you're looking your best at all times.
Do you ever wonder why no one had thought of this before?
I'm thinking someone probably had thought about it but didn't put it in motion. I'm not sure, but I saw the need that I needed to have one for myself. And once I designed some rudimentary designs for myself, I figured other men might want these, and so I created them so other men could have the confidence of having a Ziggy.
So how long did it take you to design the apparatus that is holding your tie in place, the Ziggy tie piece?
This has taken over a year. That meeting that I had, where that photo was taken, was last year in 2013. And since then, I started thinking about the design. I tried some other different designs. So I'd say the process of getting to this point where now people can have a Ziggy tie piece, it's taken about a year to get to this point.
And did you get this copyrighted? Do you have a trademark?
Yes, I do. It's patented. So I have a patent on it, and I also have a trademark on the Ziggy tie piece name.
It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. We're talking with George Howard, a local entrepreneur who is the inventor of the Ziggy tie piece. Getting a product off the ground is not easy, as I'm sure you know. So what challenges have you encountered in marketing your product?
Some of the challenges are just raising awareness. I think a lot of times people didn't really think about something that could secure your tie, so they didn't know about it. So now as more people are becoming aware of the Ziggy tie piece and what it does for them, I'm at the next stage of understanding what their perceptions are. Some people look at the Ziggy tie piece and they think, well, wow, that's protection against me looking, you know, horrible at the worst time ever. But then some people look at it as style, as a fashion accessory that they wear. Some guys just wear all their ties and their jackets and everything are just so prim and proper that they want those. And then some people look at it as confidence. So I'm learning how people see the Ziggy tie piece, so then I understand how to talk to people about it and how to market it. And then just finding opportunities to get to men so they can learn about the Ziggy Tie piece. There's not that many men fashion places that you can go to right now. And a lot of times guys aren't thinking about, oh, how can I be fashionable with my tie? So it's one of those where you have to find places. And then another challenging point is just getting women. Ladies buy Ziggy Tie pieces from me, but a lot of times ladies don't know that there's a label tag in the back of the tie. So I have to educate them on the fact that ties are designed this way with a label tag, and the Ziggy Tie piece goes with every tie because the tie piece goes through the label tag. So it's an education process to it.
These women are buying these for their husbands or boyfriends or whatever?
Yes, husbands, boyfriends, fathers. They like the idea when they see it, but then they start asking questions, how does it go on there? And then that's when I started finding out that a lot of ladies don't know, women don't know that that men's ties have a label tag on the back. So it is part of the education process.
Yes, unless you wear one, you generally don't know that it's there.
Yes.
So just in time for Father's Day, this is something that people could presumably buy as a gift.
Yes, absolutely. It's very affordable. And in terms of gifting, I mean, it's perfect for dads. It's also for grads.
I understand there's been interest from the television show Shark Tank. Tell us about that.
I had an opportunity to go to Columbus, Ohio, and audition at the Shark Tank's casting call. I presented my Ziggy Tie piece to them. They got to hear my full pitch, got to see all my materials, and I'll tell you, I presented to a room of smiling faces. I handed the Ziggies out to the people who I were interviewing in front of, and they were holding them. They enjoyed the wool felt feeling of them, the softness of them. Then at the end, as I walked out the door, they were calling me the Ziggy Man. So I figured that was a pretty good sign there. Now, it is a process, so I have to wait for them to call and tell me what would happen next. But it went very well.
Where did the name Ziggy come from?
Because it's something behind the tie, I knew it had the name of the product had to help. It needed more because it was something behind the tie. And so I thought that the having a name that was catchy and that was fun would help people remember the Ziggy Tie piece. So I thought of the name as Ziggy because it was fun. People smile when they say it. You can't say Ziggy without smiling a little bit. And then I also felt that it gives it that high-end sound as well, because, you know, when you hear Gucci, Fendi, mm-hmm. Armani, Ziggy, now it's all, you know, Ziggy goes right in there with those guys. So,
and you can also use it to say getting Ziggy with it.
Yeah, I'm getting Ziggy with it. I hope you don't mind if I use that, do you?
As long as I get some royalties. I'm going to have to patent that, George. But yeah, as long as you cut me in, we're good.
All right. Hey, I would do what I can.
At least a free Ziggy. George Howard has been our guest. He is the inventor of the Ziggy Tie piece and a local entrepreneur joining us here in Studio A. George, it's been a pleasure visiting with you. Thank you so much.
And thank you for having me today. Every girl crazy about a shine.